Let's watch a clip together from a Palestinian movie and I'll unpack the Arabic for you.
احنا بنعرف وبدنا اياك تكون معها بس اذا ما بدك تشتغل معنا حياتك راح تصير جحيم للابد وتنساش حياه حبيبتك تطلعش فيه هيك مش انا قلت لك تشارك بالعمليه طلع انا فاهمك انت في مأزق لازم تختار بين حياتك وحياه اصحابك خيار صعب بس لو انا محلك وهيك حالي انا بختار حياتي وهذا إشي طبيعي
شو اللي بدك إياه مني؟
إحنا بنعرف إنك أنت ما قتلت الجندي إذا بتجيب لنا المعلومات اللي بنحتاجها لنقبض على القاتل رح ننسى ماضيك ونعطيك فرصة جديدة لتبلش حياتك
مين قتل الجندي؟
لا يا زلمة أنت بتعرف
لا أنا ما بعرف
So what is this movie about? So this is a movie called Omar. I believe it was, I believe it came out in 2013. It was a movie that I watched when I was living in Palestine. And it actually stars some actors who have gone on to be very famous now. A couple who I'll acknowledge throughout this, inshallah. But Omar, if you can find it somewhere, then I would recommend it actually. It does give you a good insight into the occupation, the life of Palestinians living in Palestine as well. And it's a movie that you should be aware of. Generally speaking, I don't recommend movies as a way for people to spend their time. But for the purposes of learning the Arabic language and raising awareness of the situation currently, I just wanted to draw your attention towards it. It's actually a movie that was Oscar nominated. It was it got Best Foreign Movie of the Year or something. So yeah, very, very well-respected movie. But we're going to watch a clip today, inshallah. From an interrogation. So Omar, who's the main character, of course, has been arrested in connection with the shooting of a Israeli soldier. He's been arrested. He's been tortured in prison. And this is a interview with a IDF soldier who's interrogating Omar. So let's listen, inshallah. Okay, so the first word that's really important in this passage is Tala. Tala is used very subtly, and in Palestinian Aramiya, it's often the ayin is often very subtle. It will be pronounced like tala, tala. It's very, very subtle. So here at the beginning, where he says tala, shusmakum marra, it almost sounds like tab, tala. He says tal. The ayin, you can barely hear it. I'll play it again.
Tala, shusmakum marra.
You can barely hear it, right? Tala, shusmakum marra. So they're talking about a girl that Omar likes. Okay, there's a girl that Omar loves, and the IDF soldier is saying, "Tala, look, shu ismuha kaman marra." Okay, so what is her name? Kaman marra. Kaman is a dialect way of saying again. Okay, kaman marra is a way of saying again. Kaman marra. Shu ismu kaman marra. What's his name again? Shusmek kaman marra. What's your name again? Here it sounds like shusmek kaman marra, but it's not. It's shusmek kaman marra. It almost sounds like shusmek kaman marra. But shu meaning meh, meaning what? He's saying, look, what's her name again? That's what he's saying here. Tala, look, shu, what? Isma, her name, kaman marra. Another marra, another time.
Ahlam na'raf.
Okay, that's really useful. This is really good to know for Palestinian Aramiya. Ihna na'raf. Ihna, I've mentioned in a previous video, is the Palestinian way of saying nahnu and other dialects too. Ihna imna'raf. Okay, with the ihna, with the we, Palestinian Aramiya will often put a I, of course, and a mim. Okay, imna'raf, we know. Imnukil, we eat. Imnashrab, we drink. You know, it's very, very common. There's like a slight m sound before it as well. Imna'raf is what he says here. Ihna imna'raf. We know, as in we know what her name is.
وبدنا إياك تكون معها.
وبدنا إياك تكون معها. وبدنا, and we want. We've talked previously about بدي, I want. بدو, he wants. بدا, she wants. بدك و بدك, depending on whether you're a man or a woman. And بدنا, we want. بدنا إياك, we want you. إياك. This إياه is used very, very commonly in عامية. Not so much in فصحى. It has a couple of jobs in فصحى. But in عامية, the إياه is used as just like another pronoun to mean you. It's really, even really common to say, like, شو بدك إياه? Like, what do you want? شو بدك إياه? What do you want? But you would never use it like that in فصحى. But be saying وبدنا, and we want إياك, that to you. We want you تكون معها. تكون from كان. تكون معها. We want you to be with her. Okay, and we want you to be with her.
بس إذا ما بدك تشتغل معنا حياتك راح تصير جحيم للأبد.
Okay, let's listen to that again because it's long.
بس إذا ما بدك تشتغل معنا حياتك راح تصير جحيم للأبد.
He says إذا ما بتشتغل, ما بتشتغل, yeah. إذا ما بتشتغل معنا. إذا is the way of saying إذا ما بتشتغل, from اشتغل to work. That's fine. أنا أشتغل, I work. If you don't work معنا, إذا ما بتشتغل معنا, إذا ما بتشتغل معنا, حياتك راح تصير جحيم للأبد. حياتك, your حياتي is your life, of course. حياتك راح تصير. Okay, راح is the Palestinian way of putting something in the future. Instead of سوف or سا, they use راح. راح تصير. صير from صار يصير. راح تصير. So important thing here is you don't need a بصير after راح. راح تصير is fine. It will become. حياتك راح تصير جحيم. جحيم is a فصحى word as well, meaning sort of عقاب, meaning torment. Your life will be torment للأبد. Forever. Okay. Let's listen to it again to get all of the words, inshallah.
بس إذا ما بدك تشتغل معنا حياتك راح.
بس, there's a بس at the beginning, I forgot to mention. بس means sort of just. Just إذا ما بتشتغل معنا حياتك راح تصير جحيم للأبد, is what he says. But if you don't work with us, if you won't work with us, then your life will be torment forever.
بس إذا ما بدك تشتغل معنا حياتك راح تصير جحيم للأبد. وتنساش حياة حبيبتك.
وتنساش حياة حبيبتك. وتنساش from the verb نسيا, right? So to forget, تنساش. You can forget. تنساش حياة حبيبتك. You can forget your حبيبة's life as well. You can forget her life as well.
تطلعش فيه هيك, مش أنا قلت لك تشارك بالعملية.
Okay, well, let's listen to that again because there's about 50 words in a couple of seconds.
تطلعش فيه هيك, مش أنا قلت لك تشارك بالعملية. تطلعش فيه هيك, مش أنا قلت لك تشارك بالعملية.
Okay, so what I think he says here, he speaks really quickly, but what I get from it is مبتلعش في هيك, مبتلعش في هيك. Don't look at me like that, basically. مبتلعش, from the طلع, again, that we saw at the very beginning, طلع, look. مبتلعش. Using ما and ش at the end is a way of kind of double negating something. Don't, مبتلعش في, don't look at me. It's في, it's not في هيك. It's في, as in, it's not in heck, it's in me, heck. Which brings us on to heck. What on earth is heck? Heck is saying, is like saying herkever. Okay? Herkever is comes into Palestinian Aramia as heck. So you're saying, مبتلعش, do not look في at me, heck. Like this. Don't look at me like this. Okay? مبتلعش في heck. Okay, what does he say next?
مش أنا قلت لك تشارك بالعملية.
ما قلت لك شارك بالعملية. ما قلت لك. ما قلت لك. ما قلت لك شارك بالعملية. Okay, I didn't tell you. ما قلت لك. Because obviously, we usually say قلت لك, but it's not a قاف. They don't pronounce a قاف here. They say قلت لك. They don't say لك either. قلت لك. This إلك is really common. We mentioned in a previous episode actually about saying I miss you. And we heard اشتقت لك. There's like إلك instead of إليك or لك. They kind of, they come together and you say sort of إلك for both of them. ما قلت لك. ما بطلعش في هيك. ما قلت لك مشارك بالعملية. Don't look at me like that. I didn't tell you to شارك from the verb شارك, meaning to take part بالعملية. العملية is an operation. We didn't tell you to take part in the operation. What he's referring to is Omar and two of his friends took part in a plan that they made to kill an IDF soldier, basically. I believe he was at like an outpost or whatever, a checkpoint or something, and one of them, although not Omar, shot him. Okay, what's next?
Tala, ana fahmak.
Okay, now we come back to another tala. Tala, ana fahmak. See, this is a nightmare for the Fusha class. Okay, but anyway, tala, look. Ana, I, fahmak. What is fahmak? Behave yourselves, people, okay? Ana afhamuka, please. Ana fahmak. I understand you. Basically, is what he's saying. Fahmak. Ana fahmak. I understand you.
Inta fi ma'zaq.
Inta. Walaysa anta. Inta fi ma'zaq. Or ma'zaq. I'm surprised he didn't say ma'zaq. But you, inta, not anta, inta in Aramiya, because they love a kasra at the beginning of a word, if they can manage it. Inta fi ma'zaq. You are in a ma'zaq. A ma'zaq, we would say, is a predicament. It's worse than a mushkila. It is a predicament. It is a an impasse, right? It's a ma'zaq. It can be used as an impasse, like in a sort of a political, and even in a newspaper, you might hear it, like a political context.
لازم تختار بين حياتك وحياة أصحابك.
Okay, what does he say? لازم تختار بين حياتك وحياة أصحابك. لازم is a really useful word, عمية, meaning you must. لازم تختار. Here's another interesting point, actually. You don't need to say بختار. You can just say لازم تختار. This ب that you often need, the beginning of verbs in عمية, you don't need it after راح, as in راحتكن. Rahat sir jahim, that we heard earlier, and you don't need it after lazim either. Lazim tikhtar, you need to choose. Ikhtara, yakhtaru is a verb in fusha too. Tikhtar baina, between hayatak wa hayat sahabak, and the lives of your and the life of your friends. Right, you have to choose between your life, the joining together of vowels there, wa hayat sahabak, is very Palestinian here, and actually. You know, this actor, I believe his name is Waleed. Waleed Zuwaitir, something like that. He's actually like a very well-known actor, raised in America. It's weird seeing interviews of him speaking English, actually. But in previous interviews I've seen with him, he's actually mentioned that he had a dialect coach for this. So perhaps the Palestinian dialect isn't even his preferred dialect. I believe he grew up in one of the Gulf countries, might have been Qatar or Kuwait or something. Which might be why he said ma'zaq with a q at the end. Although it's not unheard of that that Palestinians would actually pronounce the qaf. But anyway, but he was actually Palestinian in origin. I think one or maybe both of his parents were Palestinian. But anyway, that's just kind of interesting.
Khiyar sa'ab.
Khiyar sa'ab. Okay, khiyar sa'ab. It means it's a difficult decision. Difficult decision.
بس لو أنا محلك. وهيك حالي.
Okay, I need to keep stopping this because it moves so quickly. I think he said to say بس.
بس لو أنا محلك.
بس لو أنا محلك وهيك حالي. بس just لو if. But this لو is hypothetical, right? لو أنا محلك. If I'm in your place. If I'm in your position. وهيك حالي. وَهَيْكَ, as we saw earlier, and وَهَيْكَ حَالِي, and like this is my situation, وَهَيْكَ حَالِي, and this, if I was in your place, right, and my situation was like this, is what he's saying, then what would you do, mister?
وَهَيْكَ حَالِي, أَنَا بَخْتَارْ حَيَاتِي,
أَنَا بَخْتَارْ حَيَاتِي, I would choose my life.
وَهَذَا إِشِي طَبِيعِي.
وَهَذَا إِشِي طَبِيعِي. Bear in mind, ishi, not just shay'un. وهذا ishi طبيعي. Ishi is very Palestinian. You need ishi if you want to go to Palestine. You even say like the same thing, nafs al-ishi. Nafs al-ishi. You need to get a kasra in between things. If you don't have an average of one kasra per two words, you need to get the numbers up, lads. You need to get your kasras in wherever you can. So, what does he say? وَهَذَا وَهَذَا or something.
وَهَذَا إِشِي طَبِيعِي.
هَذَا إِشِي طَبِيعِي. This is a thing, طَبِيعِي. طَبِيعِي meaning natural. This is only natural.
شو اللي بدك إياه مني؟
Okay, this is almost the only thing that we hear from Omar actually in this short video. He says, شو بدك يا مني, he would say. شو, what بدك do you want, إياه, you, مني. What do you want from me? شو بدك يا مني. Let's listen to it again.
شو بدك يا مني.
It's very quick. شو بدك يا مني.
إحنا بنعرف إنك أنت ما قتلت الجندي.
Okay. إحنا بنعرف, once again, إحنا بنعرف أنت. إحنا بنعرف أنت. Listen, let me just do it again.
إحنا بنعرف إنك أنت ما قتلت الجندي.
Okay. إحنا بنعرف إنك أنت. We know that you ما قتلت الجندي. You didn't قتل, as in قتلت, right? Because they don't pronounce a قاف قتلت and they put a ب at the beginning. You didn't ما قتلت الجندي. You didn't kill الجندي. You didn't kill the soldier.
إذا بتجيب لنا المعلومات اللي بنحتاجها لنقبض على القاتل.
إذا بتجيب لنا if you بتجيب لنا if you bring لنا
المعلومات اللي بنحتاجها.
المعلومات بنحتاجها. I think that's what he says. المعلومات بنحتاجها. The needed information. المعلومات information. بنحتاجها. Needed. الفصحى is the verb. احتاج يحتاج. أنا أحتاج إلى. نحتاج. اللي بنحتاجه, which we need, اللي بنحتاجه, المعلومات اللي نحتاجه, the needed information.
بنقبض على القاتل.
بنقبض على القاتل. بنقبض. It must be from the verb قبض. أم يقبض meaning to arrest. قبض على means to arrest somebody. بنقبض على القاتل. We arrest the قاتل. We arrest the killer. Let's listen to it again though.
إذا بتجيب لنا المعلومات اللي بنحتاجها بنقبض على القاتل.
Okay, yeah, بنقبض على القاتل.
ونعطيك فرصة جديدة لتبلش حياتك.
ونعطيك فرصة. And we will give you, نعطيك from أعطى يعطي. ونعطيك فرصة, an opportunity, لتبلش حياتك. Okay, بلش isn't something we hear in Fusha very often. Although I think it is actually something, I think it does actually exist in the dictionaries. بلش means to start again. لتبلش حياتك, to start your life.
مين قتل الجندي.
Okay. So this is something that Omar says. مين, not men, مين they say in Palestine. مين قتل الجندي. Who killed the جندي.
لا يا زلمة أنت بتعرف.
Okay, and then the interrogator says لا يا زلمة. No يا زلمة. زلمة, believe it or not, means man. زلمة. لا يا زلمي. No man. انت بتعرف. You know. انت بتعرف. لا يا زلمي. انت بتعرف. No man. You know.
لا انا ما بعرف.
لا انا ما بعرف. ولكن هم بعرف. Okay, he says لا انا ما بعرف. No, I don't know. I don't know. But he knows. Okay, let's listen through again inshallah. And see how much of it we know. Maybe we need to slow it down. For those of you watching on YouTube, you might benefit from slowing it down. I'll put the link in the description as well to this clip, so you can watch this clip separately as well, and you don't need to have my yapping in the gaps.
طلع شو اسمك مرة؟ احنا بنعرف وبدنا اياك تكون معها. بس إذا ما بدك تشتغل معنا حياتك راح تصير جحيم للأبد وتنساش حياة حبيبتك. تطلعش فيه هيك. مش أنا قلت لك تشارك بالعملية. طلع أنا فاهمك. أنت في مأزق. لازم تختار بين حياتك وحياة أصحابك. خيار صعب. بس لو أنا محلك وهيك حالي أنا بختار حياتي وهذا إشي طبيعي.
شو اللي بدك إياه مني؟
إحنا بنعرف إنك أنت ما قتلت الجندي. إذا بتجيب لنا المعلومات اللي بنحتاجها لنقبض على القاتل رح ننسى ماضيك ونعطيك فرصة جديدة لتبلش حياتك.
مين قتل الجندي؟
لا يا زلمة أنت بتعرف.
لا أنا ما بعرف.
I think that's it for today, inshallah. If you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to put them in the comment section below. If you're watching on YouTube or if you're listening on the podcast or any of the platforms over there, then please don't hesitate to contact me on Instagram if you wish, or however else you like. We have loads of contact options. in the description section below. And before we end, I just want to say thank you so much for anybody who supports the podcast on Patreon. Thank you so much. It means the world to me. And if you would like to become part of the community behind the podcast and support my work here on Patreon as well, it would mean the absolute world to me. Until the next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.